I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Getting towards the end of the show today. 10 minutes left here on Panthers Insider. We'll be here each and every week from 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern time. I don't know what time it is on the West Coast for our next guest, Yogi Roth. But Yogi, do you have the surf gear on yet?
I'm ready to roll right after this, man. A seven-year-old. Told my wake him up after the interview. We're going to hit it this morning, man. But I was stoked to talk to you, and I don't know where we go, man. We got a lot to catch up on or talk about, but appreciate you having me on.
Well, I appreciate you making time and using me as an alarm this morning. But I just want to go to a tweet that you sent out about 3 days ago, because I think it probably needs to be more – you have a lot of followers on Twitter, but I if it could be more widely circulated, it needs to be. And it's, as the business of college football becomes even more of a business – one thing will never change: the game and the people who play it. Going to always celebrate that. That's profound to me. And again, we're coming up on a season and everyone's talking about this thing at 30,000 feet. Obviously, it's important. Obviously, it's a threat. But it's all about ball, right?
Yeah, I mean, almost. I can't wait till it gets to be all about that, you know, to be honest with you. You know, the offseason feels like the NFL and college football now with all the news and, you know, the free agency world that we live in now in college football, there's clearly no calendar on, at least as of now. All those things will change, I think, in the future as college football gains some grips around what's going on around the game that we love. But, you know, I tell my wife all the time and my broadcast partner, Ted Robinson, I'm always like, thank God we got the games. You know, thank God we got the games. Because I can't wait, because no matter what goes on in the portal or NIL or realignment, nobody can screw with the 3.5 hours that are on that 120x53 1/3 field that we all grew up and loved. And I think so often this business can suck what I call the wonderment out of the game. And it does it to players all the time, man. Like I see it at the Elite 11 every year with quarterbacks. You know, we've all had it as players in our own, you know, in our own world as well, where it's like, oh, it feels like a job. You know, it feels like a profession. It feels like it's professional something. And I think that's happened with all the realignment. You're like, oh yeah, by the way, it's a game, and it produces amazing moments, like, you know, you against Notre Dame or West Virginia, right? I remember those games like it was yesterday now when you were balling. Same thing with me, from playing to coaching to calling games. I remember the game like yesterday. So I look forward to getting to that. I also think that all the drama will settle down and the conferences will emerge stronger. Who knows what it looks like with, you know, new partnerships or additions or whatever that may be. But I don't think anybody's going to just be eliminated in college football because of a few teams moving. You know, we lived that at Pitt, obviously, in the Big East, when everything happened in the middle of the night back in the day. Yep. And I'm living that in the Pac-12 right now as well.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we're talking to Yogi Roth, Pac-12 analyst and much more. And I just, you know, I feel like talking to you, it's – people need to get regrounded, you know, because, you know, I'll go down to the facility at Pitt and, you know, it's interesting, you know, these kids or young men inside of a program, they're so singularly focused on playing the game that what we read about is really less than 1% of actually what goes on. And there are so many good players out there. And you see that. I mean, we don't get a chance to watch a lot of Pac-12 football out here. And I feel like unfairly, you know, it gets cast away, especially when USC and UCLA leave. But there are so many players out there, so many stories to tell, and that's what it should be about. I mean, what do you see with the Pac-12 and where it's going, and what do you see about the quality of that league?
Yeah, well, I think I think a couple things. I think one, to address the immediate, the Pac-12 is going to emerge, you know, and we lost two premier institutions, you know, in 2 years. Obviously, UCLA and SC will be gone, as you referenced, the Big Ten. But it's not as though, like, our teams are going to crawl into a hole and that's it. So we're going to emerge, and I love our commissioner. You'd love him, too. He's awesome, man. He's a visionary. He's, you know, got incredible creativity to him, and people are following him, you know, me included. So I look forward to that. From a playing standpoint, I love talking to coordinators when they come out to our league from, you know, the East Coast, the Midwest, or the Southeast, or wherever they come from, mostly defensive coordinators, and they're blown away with the diversity that they have to defend. They're also dramatically impressed with the run games. And I think the Pac-12 is often cast as a, you know, the cradle of quarterbacks because of the reality around quarterbacks getting drafted from this footprint around the country. But when you really study the game, there's a lot of intricacies that I think make it as challenging of a league, if not the most challenging league in the country, in terms of defending different schemes every week. You know, this is not like the Big Ten or the SEC, and at times I think even the ACC, where you see similarities, even with defensive fronts and styles of play. Out here, wherever you go week to week, there's dramatic variance. And that makes it really fun for me as a broadcaster, obviously. I think that's one. And then two, and you do this too, because we talk to athletes all the time, athletes are always asking for the same two things and now three things in some sort of order. Can I play early? Can I get to the league? And can we go to the playoff? And now they're probably asking, well, can I get an NIL deal, to be blunt? But with that, when I look at the Pac-12, we may not have been in the playoff, you know, in the last, you know, 3 or 4 years, but consistently we're the third league sending guys in the NFL. You know, we had 4 first-round draft picks last year. So the dreams that every athlete hopes to aspire to achieve, they can all happen out here as well, and they do happen very often. I think sometimes just a narrative around whether you're not watching the games or we don't have a premier bell cow like SC when I was coaching, just carrying the lead. We haven't necessarily had that. It's been Stanford, Oregon, Washington, Utah as of late, carrying the league. I think that, we haven't had a Clemson, for instance, in your league necessarily that just kind of carried the reputation of a league. You know, that's dinged us a little bit. But when you get out here and the coaches that know the game, you know, better than most in my eyes, they all say, wow, man, like, I didn't realize the diversity of talent and scheme. And I think that's a really fun thing to tune into if you love football like we do.
No doubt about it. And, ACC, very, very similar. I've read about the potential partnership, and I know there's this alliance. And listen, I'd be all for coming out to the West Coast a few more times to play games with the Panthers. But last thing I want to ask you, you know, and we've done this before because it seems like the USC to Pitt pipeline, now apparently it goes both ways. You know, guys go from USC to Pitt, and now they go from Pitt to USC, as Jordan Addison did. But I want to ask you about Keaton Slovis. You know, he's come in and been nothing but a professional. Obviously, he's in a competition with Nick Patty for the starting job. But, you know, he had a tremendous first 2 years, and you know, it was a tough year for SC in 2021. Just what do you see from him as a player? What do you think he brings to Pitt?
Huge fan. You know, I was with Kenny Minchie the other day at the Elite 11. I was like, if you can, get around Keaton as much as you can. Because I think Keaton reminds me a lot of Tyler Palko, a lot of you. He's got a lot of natural leadership abilities. He's also thrown into the fire, unlike any quarterback, you know, in recent years in college football, in terms of coming into the spotlight of SC as early as he did and having to play with the story that he had. And for those that may not know, right, this is a 3-star recruit. SC at the time had JT Daniels, who now, coincidentally, is at West Virginia, which is kind of hilarious when you look at the backyard ball and Pitt, West Virginia. But JT was the biggest recruit in history. Starts as a freshman, and then first game as a sophomore, gets injured, and here comes this, you know, quote-unquote, you know, just another arm, right? Who's Keaton Slovis? And he comes in and just balls out in his first start against Stanford. In a way, you know, the lore of him begins. And I just believe this, having coached out here, that when you sign at USC, you're a household name. Everybody in the country knows the quarterbacks that USC signs. But when you start, you're a Heisman candidate because of the reputation of the position. And that's a lot to manage. The shoulders of the entire program are on you. And Keaton never flinched, you know, specifically last year. I did an interview with him. You can check it out for the Pitt fans on my podcast preseason, where we talked about who he is, what drives him, and managing expectations. And they were huge for him last year. I mean, this is a preseason Heisman candidate. SC was a preseason favorite to win the league, picked by the media last year, at least the South. And obviously they didn't do anything near that, and their head coach got fired in week two. And Keaton dealt with it and faced it and didn't flinch, much like you would have, Tally would have had, Rob Rutherford, all the players that have kind of come in Pitt lore, and obviously, of course, Kenny, you know, as of late, et cetera. He sits. And then when I look at him coming to the environment of Pitt, I think it's a brilliant move by Coach Narduzzi and Keaton to go make that move, because he's, number one, he's going to fit brilliantly in this, you know, new offense with your OC, who's obviously been around the game forever. And now I just like his persona. I think it fits Pittsburgh really well. I mean, this is a guy who loves being a three-star player, loves having a chip on his shoulder. I think perception around SC quarterbacks is often that they go, quote-unquote, Hollywood. This dude wasn't that. I've seen him train. I've seen him watch film. I've said it at QB meetings. He's dialed. And I think he's going to come in, and I look forward to watching the competition. Made the best QB win. But if Keaton is dubbed the quarterback, I think Pitt's going to be in an awesome position and shouldn't fall off very much from where they were a year ago.
Yogi, man, we appreciate your time. Thanks for all your insight. Thanks for getting up with us. And good luck on the waves today.
Yeah, man. Hey, next time I want to come on, I want to go a little memory lane. Can we have some fun?
We'll have
talk
some
about
fun.
Some old Pitt stuff.
Yeah, you know? I got you. We'll get that dial back up for sure.
All right, man. Hey, congrats on everything, man. I've loved watching you play, getting to know you as a young player, and now look at you. You're doing everything, man. You and Chris LaSalle and EJ running the university, bro. I love it.
Trying to be like you, man. Appreciate you, Yogi.
All right, later.
There he goes, Yogi Roth.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.